today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about to enjoy worship. Salamu alaikum. Today, Thursday, is the 23rd of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we learn more about verse 123 of chapter Hud.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Walillahi ghaibus samawati wal ardi wa ilayhi yurja'ul amru kulluhu fa'budhu wa tawakkal 'alayhi. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
And to Allah belong the unseen aspects of the heavens and the earth, and to Him will be returned the matter, all of it. So worship Him and rely upon Him, and your Lord is not unaware of that which you do.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The last verse of this surah deals with monotheism, the monotheistic nature of knowledge, the monotheistic view of acts, and also the monotheistic way of worship. Just as the beginning verses of surah that had dealt with the knowledge of monotheism, therefore we should worship Him alone and trust only in Him, Allah. This stage of monotheism is the stage of worship and abstinence from all unruly behavior, misconduct, rebellion, and sin, for Allah is not unaware of all that we do.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness, everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. You are the light, guides me through my darkest night, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need, anyone, anything in life but you.
Under the topic of to enjoy worship, we can say in Islam, the performing of one's duties is also considered an act of worship. The Prophet told us that whatever one aspects on his family will be counted as an act of worship for which he will be rewarded, provided what he spent was acquired by Islamically acceptable means. Kindness to family members, no matter how small, is also viewed as an act of worship. Even activities that we enjoy very much are considered acts of worship as long as they are performed in accordance with the relevant Quranic and prophetic guidelines. It is clear that the concept of worship in Islam is a comprehensive concept that includes all of the positive activities engaged in by an individual.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Today we are going to talk about how we can enjoy our worship and the acts of worship. The spiritual rituals of prayer are also very important, and these rituals should not be ignored. Again, there are some inner conditions of prayer, and among which we can refer to knowledge of the meaning of the words that we are saying and we are talking and we are reciting. That they have to be aware, that is, the prayer should be read with full knowledge of the meaning of adhkar and the words that we recite and its actions and concepts. The next is, among the inner conditions of the prayers, is to worship before the greatness of the Creator. That is, we sense this in our existence. To be sincere in the sense of making an effort, our only motive for praying is to worship the greatness of the Creator. Again, among the other inner conditions of worship is humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be sneaky, it means to try to visualize the ultimate greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of oneself, and to visualize one's own smallness and inferiority in front of that greatness. Again, among other inner conditions of prayer is to worship secretly, to be secret. The Messenger of Allah said the greatest act of worship is the execution of secrets. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the greatest reward is given to worship that is secret.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
On the discussion of worship, think good thoughts about Allah. It is apt that we constantly remind ourselves to always have good prospection and think positively. More importantly, we should think good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remind yourself of his hadith Qudsi. I am to my servant as he expects of me. I am with him when he remembers me. If he remembers me in his heart, I remember him to myself. And if he remembers me in an assembly, I mention him in an assembly better than his. And if he draws nearer to me a hand's span, I draw nearer to him an arm's length. And if he draws nearer to me an arm's length, I draw nearer to him a fathom's length. And if he comes to me walking, I rush to him at great speed. May Allah the Almighty accept our deeds and grant us assistance in our acts of worship. And the continuation of this program today is special. We introduce you a way to get closer to Allah, that is spending quality time with your family. Yes, it's a kind of way to be closer to Allah. It's always nice to have more time with our family. We can prepare meals for our parents and massage their tired feet. We can read books and play with our children. We can have meaningful conversations with our siblings. Wouldn't it also be nice to do our prayers together? The Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Whoever prays the evening prayer in congregation is as if he has stood for prayer half of the night. Whoever prays the dawn prayer in congregation is as if he has stood for prayer the entire night."
Allah tells us, He says, "My creation." He says, "My creation, ya ibadi wa izzati wa jalali, ma khalaqtukum li arbaha alaykum, bal khalaqtukum li tarbahu alayya." My servants, by my majesty and my glory, I did not create you to profit from you. I didn't create you because I was feeling lonely and I wanted people to worship and glorify me. For tens of thousands of years, the angels existed before us, the jinn existed before us, all serving God, all worshiping God, all praising God, all serving Him in every way. The human being can serve God, but that's His purpose isn't just a transaction to add a little bit more. God already has the angels and He has the jinn who are worshiping and glorifying Him. He said, "I did not create you to profit from you, but I created you to profit and benefit from me." It represents all of the benefit for you. See, when we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we think of a being that is greater than our parents. And think about this. Think about this example. How the family, a healthy family, becomes a source of compassion, becomes a source of stability in a person's life. Many of the problems that we face in society today, you see, fatherlessness, motherlessness, and I'm not just talking about the lack of a physical presence. A father or a mother can be physically present, but emotionally absent. They're not there for their children. Imagine what happens to a child where his parent, who his parent can barely help himself, if they're deprived of their love, of their care, of their compassion, what happens to them? Maybe they might still become financially, there's plenty of people financially successful, they did it without their parents, without their dad, without their mom. But what happens to that person 20 or 30 years later if they were deprived of the love and the care and the compassion? We know what happens to them. What happens to their ability to love others and to take care of others? It diminishes. So imagine what would happen to the person who is missing out on love and compassion from his creator. Not his parents, but his creator. What would happen in that person's life?
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, I mean enjoying worshipping Allah, on the next episode of today's special. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
So close, I wandered lost in the dark. I close my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank you with every breath I breathe.